On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, I know I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's a big deal. It's tonight at Calvary Westside, the gathering. You know, the Gathering of the Nations, the powwow, is happening in Albuquerque this weekend. But tonight, the Calvary Church Indigenous Ministry is gathering people, really anyone. But listen, if you're in town and you're visiting for the powwow, come on out for this event at Calvary Westside. It is on Coors, north of Montaño. There'll be a sacred time of for Native people to come together and worship, healing, and renewal through Christ. It features a message from Will Graham. Will Graham is in town, the grandson of Billy Graham, and there'll be live worship, an outreach that seeks to affirm identity in Christ and uplift our Native communities and inspire guests to move forward in faith and hope. So bring out the whole family tonight at the auditorium, Calvary Westside. They do ask that you register for this free event. Just go to calvarynm.church. But I happen to know the people running this. If you don't get registered, I'd encourage you to go show up anyway. See if you, can still get into the event, because I know they want people to attend. It's going to be well received, I'm sure. In studio with us is the crew from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula and Jennifer are here. Ladies, you just heard me visiting with Robin Chambers.
Yeah.
And off the air, she said to mention that she said hello. And obviously she's very dialed into the work you ladies are doing. You're kind of on the same team, but a different place. You went to different high schools together.
Yeah. That's true.
At any rate, I mentioned to her that next month, you know, we feature a different ministry each month. And next month, the Mission New Mexico ministry being focused on is CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. So you'll find it in May on the website at klyt.fm. And there'll be a hyperlink there to get you to where you need to go to find out more about CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and we'll be promoting all kinds of things. But, you know, May is the kickoff, Jennifer, of the baby showers. What cool.
Yeah.
And I say baby showers because it's various locations, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So at all of our locations, we will have baby shower drop-off locations throughout the community. And so this gives the community in the respective areas of all of our centers the ability to acquire anything that you would take to a baby shower, from diapers to wipes to baby hygiene items and little tiny clothes and, you know, all of those fun things. So we will start that on Mother's Day weekend, and it will go into June through Father's Day weekend.
Okay, now, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there'll be various locations. Well, actually, if you go to the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque locations, you'll be able to find out where you can drop off things there.
Yes.
Throughout the month of May and into June, because as you mentioned, between Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And other locations around, I know it's been at churches and
churches and different businesses in the community. We partner with Family Life Radio, and so Family Life Radio will have all of their drop-off locations as well on their website. So if you go to our website at carenetabq.org, you can find the link to the drop-off location starting in May. And we partner, like I said, with churches and various businesses. There'll be drop-off locations at all Define Fitness gyms this year. So that's really exciting for us. It's a new partnership. So if any of you work out at Define Fitness, you'll have the opportunity.
Nice.
To drop off brand new baby items at any of the locations.
Looking for any more locations?
We are. We're constantly looking for more locations.
How would you like people to reach out to you and say, hey, our church, our business, our place would like to be a place where people are dropping off items for the baby showers for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque?
Yes. Call me directly at 505-880-880. 8373, or you can email me at outreach@karenetabq.org.
All right. So that's coming up next month. I'm kind of bushwhacking you with this. We didn't talk about this off there. Any cool stories that come to mind when you think about the baby showers?
We have some great stories. There are people who have come to CareNet and utilized our services, and then years later, they come back and they donate back to CareNet. And so that's something that we see regularly. We also have an open house that will happen this year at our Albuquerque location on Friday, June 12th. We'll have some fun games and prizes. Family Life Radio will be out there as well. But we also have people that come in and tour the center and have stories to share with us as well about family members who have utilized CareNet in the past, and clients, prior clients that come back and say, hey, I'm at a place financially where I'm able to give back. And so those are really awesome stories that we hear during our baby shower.
Okay, now here's my encouragement to you. We kind of gave you a real big heads up. The baby showers don't actually start until Mother's Day, which is, you know, a week or two into May. And go, I'm going to guess they're going to wrap up like June 14th.
Yeah, it's the weekend after Father's Day.
Right. A couple days after the open house. However, now's the best time. You know, when you're headed to the store and filling up the cart, start thinking now each time you go to the store, like there's maybe a little baby living in your house, and get the things you'd get for that. And now we're talking, are you looking for all newborn?
No, so we actually support families all the way up until the child is 3 years old.
All right.
So if you have two T's and three T's that you see at the store, grab them. We need the larger sizes, so thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, so between now and the kickoff of the baby showers, you're going to go to the store three times, four times. You know, this time you're going for the newborn, this time you're going for the one T, the two T. And then by the end of it, you've got it all. You could spread the love. So a great opportunity to participate in the baby showers and then really kind of wrap it up with the open house on June 12th at the Albuquerque location on Wyoming.
No,
it's on Paseo.
Yes, Paseo and Jefferson.
I'm calling myself out on the air because I still haven't been over there.
I know, but you need to come. It's so fun. We always say, come and see what God is doing. People don't realize how amazing God is when He really is in the details.
Yeah.
And just seeing how He's answered prayer, and you come in and it's a state-of-the-art facility.
Well, listen, one of the other things we want to talk about, we often talk about what's coming up. I want to kind of actually do a praise report because we'll go on the air time after time after time and talk about the need for a medical mobile unit director.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. God has provided. So she is a medical mobile unit lead. She is going to be leading the medical mobile unit and the functions of it, the ins and outs of it. We are looking forward to working with her name is Alice, and she has experience on the sidewalk. So she's been on the sidewalks outside the abortion facilities. Yeah. And so it's always nice to be able to have that background.
You know, it'd be really nice for Alice. A team of people to help her out.
Absolutely. Oh, she needs a team of people. Yes.
Let's do that.
Yes.
Volunteers can reach out to Jennifer, I'm going to assume, right, Jennifer?
They can go on our website.
They can go on our website.
Is it the same phone number?
It is.
Okay. Yes. The phone number is 505-880-8373. 505-880-8373. Or go to CareNetABQ.org.
Yes.
Reach out to the organization. Say, I want to volunteer.
Yes.
I want to be on Alice's team.
Yeah. And we equip those that will be on the sidewalk. And so we don't just throw you out there and figure it out on your own.
Yeah, a lot of anxiety from people who haven't done that before,
yes.
Do you find?
Yes. Yeah, there's a hesitation. It's definitely a different vibe when you're out on the sidewalk, even if you're just there to visit.
Yeah.
So if you ever go to visit, please. I mean, there's organizations that go out there weekly, daily to pray over workers that work in those facilities and hopes that they also will decide to get a different job.
Do you ever get someone after, you know, who maybe the first time and then they get trained and they go do it and they go, oh, piece of cake. I want to do that more.
Not a piece of cake. I think they see the passion and the importance of how to advocate with these for these gals that are going into the facility, because it is it almost fuels you to do more, to see more lives and generations being saved.
Well, I appreciate your transparency in that, because it's getting geared up then to go out and you know, not that it's a spiritual battle.
That's what it is.
It's not a physical battle.
No.
It is a spiritual battle.
It is.
And you do get prepared by putting on your spiritual armor.
Yes.
And get equipped to be an effective member of the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque's team, and more specifically with the medical mobile unit. Yeah, with Alice's team to be a part of that. Anything else on that before we go to a break?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to just kind of mention, you know, there's an abortion facility that reopened at the Planned Parenthood that was located next to our old building where we were located, recently reopened, and they are doing abortions. They are big on the abortion pill. That's so rampant right now, and it's disheartening to get misinformed by, you know, Planned Parenthood and these abortion facilities, that they're not giving the women the care and the information that they need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Life-affirming,
you know, decision, because there are other options. There's adoption, there's parenting, and there are resources out there that come alongside these women and men to be a parent.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just recently found out that Planned Parenthood has a $16 million marketing budget.
Yeah, and some of that, unfortunately, is coming from our
taxpayers.
Yeah, from us and from our government. That,
absolutely.
You know, many of you may listen and go, no. They said that they were, it's not exactly what they said it was going to be, and things aren't. You know what? We're actually up against a break. I want to take a break, and we'll come back and cover this some more. We'll also give you a resource. You can go to a website. There's a center that needs to not happen.
Correct.
And we're going to give you details on how you can be a part of that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, I want to real quick recap some of the stuff we talked about in our first segment with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Baby showers are getting underway Mother's Day through Father's Day. Really what you do there is between now and then, when you go shopping, get stuff for anywhere from newborn to, what did we say, 3T?
Three.
3T?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they'll be starting in May on the CareNetABQ.org website, listing of places you can drop off those items, whether it's clothes or food or diapers, what have you. And then towards the end of that, June 12th will be the open house at the Albuquerque location for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Praise report that Alice was hired as the medical mobile unit lead.
Yay.
And looking for volunteers, you can call 880-8373. That's 505-880-8373 to say, I want to volunteer, or go on the website and connect that way as well. We mentioned as we were wrapping up the last segment, some abortion clinics. One is reopening here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. It opened already, and it was a Planned Parenthood that's located on Candelaria and Eubank, and it was right next to the CareNet where we were located, but they had closed first, and then we relocated, and then I just recently found out, just a few weeks ago, not even a month ago, that they reopened, And so that's disheartening because there's four abortion facilities within a 3-mile radius.
Yeah. And hundreds of lives are being ended. And my personal opinion, heaven's being populated, but that's not the way to do it.
No.
And we talked a little bit in my conversation with Robin from Focus on the Family about the center in Las Cruces. And
yes.
We've talked about it on this program before. I believe our governor allocated $10 million at the time. I'd actually be curious, you might know, because often those they say $10 million ends up being a lot more, regardless.
Right.
The idea was Las Cruces was the perfect location.
Yes.
Because of the laws in Texas regarding abortion, and it would attract families from people from Texas to come to New Mexico for abortions. And there is a way for you to be engaged with this. Paula,
yes.
Would you update us?
Yeah, so there is a website called stopthecenter.org.
.com.
And you can visit their website, and there are letters that they have already generated for you to send to those local contractors that are participating in building the abortion facility. If, you know, they're working on another one up north of New Mexico, it hasn't been really confirmed if it's going to be in Raton, but there's the rumors that, you know, once this one down south is established, that's why it's important that we get involved and go to this website and get some information and be praying. We need prayer warriors to be praying for this to stop, because our state is so pro-death. And we need to be protecting life. You know, often we say, yes, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to do this and that. And then it doesn't happen. So I would just challenge you to get involved and talk about these hard topics. They shouldn't be hard, because it's life. God is a God of life. And so...
But you brought up a good point, Paula. We need prayer warriors.
We do need prayer.
And we have a group of women who come every single week to our office.
Yes.
And their sole purpose is to pray
over
it,
yep.
And just over our city and our state. And so if anything, if you can join that group of women, and we need men too. Honestly,
pray on Tuesdays at 1:30 every Tuesday at 1:30.
It's just so important.
They come and pray for 1 hour. And so anyways, be educated on these things, because the more we're out there and discovering these things, it is hard. It is disheartening. We're so thankful for organizations like Focus on the Family that come alongside pregnancy centers with these grants. They do offer a lot of support to pregnancy centers across the country, which there's 2,800 pregnancy centers across the country. So, you know, we have about 23 here in New Mexico, which is amazing. We need more.
Okay, stopthecenter.com. I actually went to the website. I want to let you know real quick, when you get there, some of the things you'll find, along with information, obviously, about what we were talking about. The petition is there that you mentioned, Paula, and it looks really easy. You just fill in the fields.
Yep.
And walk through that. You can send letters. You can be part of calling and emailing, and opportunities to sign up to pray, as we were talking about. Find it all at stopthecenter.com. The first time I went there, I got some kind of error. So if you see that, just refresh it, do it again, and you'll get there. Stopthecenter.com. Ladies, we're really pretty much out of time, but want to remind people to reach out to the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque at carenetabq.org. You can also go to 880-8373. That's 505-880-8373. Ladies, next month, you are the feature.
Thank you.
We're so excited.
Looking forward to these baby showers. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Steve.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.